question lingers, and I continue to be troubled by the unequal distribution of scientific knowledge throughout the world. We have learned to edit the human genome and unlock many secrets of how cancer progresses. We can manipulate neuronal activity, literally with the switch of a light. Each year brings more advances in biomedical research, exciting transformative accomplishments. Yet, despite the knowledge we have amassed, we haven't been so successful in deploying it to where it's needed most. According to the World Bank, 12% of the world population lives on less than $2 a day. Malnutrition kills more than 3 million children annually. 300 million people are afflicted by malaria globally. All over the world, we constantly see these problems of poverty, illness, and lack of resources impeding the flow of scientific information. Life-saving knowledge we take for granted in our modern world is often unavailable in these underdeveloped regions. And so, in far too many places, people are still essentially trying to cure a spider bite with fire. While studying at Harvard, I saw how scientific knowledge can help others in simple yet profound ways. The bird flu pandemic in the 2000s looked to my village like a spell cast by demons. Our folk medicine didn't even have half measures to offer. What's more, farmers didn't know the difference between common cold and flu. They didn't understand that the flu was much more lethal than common cold. Most were also unaware that the virus could transmit across different animal species. So when I realized that simple hygiene practices like separating different animal species could help contain the spread of disease, and that I could help make this knowledge available to my village, that was my first aha moment as a budding scientist.